All right, on this finally Friday morning, you know it because if you've been to a pharmacy, if you've been to your doctor's office, just about anywhere, you've seen notices that it's time to get your flu shot. Dr. Jeffrey Hess is the corporate medical director for General Motors. He oversees the health and well-being of all GM employees, and along with the global workplace safety team there, he led development of the company's approach to dealing with COVID-19. And now he's leading the effort to make sure that flu shots are available to all GM employees. On the line with us right now, Dr. Hess, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
Have you ever done flu shots company-wide before like you're doing this year?
We have done flu shots through our health centers before, but we've not been able to touch all of our employees. So this year is really special because we've done a great effort with CVS Health to try and make sure we've got ability to vaccinate anyone who needs it within General Motors at all of our facilities.
Why was it important to do that this year?
You know, Paul, this year with what's going on with COVID, the fact that both viruses kind of do the same symptoms, and the issues we have with influenza, the millions of people that get sick every year, that, you know, the hundreds of thousands that have to go in the hospital, we just feel that it's important to make sure everybody gets vaccinated so we can stop that from infecting or impacting what we're doing against COVID, because together those might really be a big problem for the healthcare system.
You had to oversee some really, I can imagine, you know, just probably pages and pages and pages in essentially a textbook of how to reopen the workplace, factories, and offices in this COVID-19 era. This was a monumental effort that had to take place very, very quickly earlier this year.
Yeah, we worked really hard towards the end of March and the beginning of April. It was really a great team effort on GM's part. I mean, we had multiple different components within the company working together to try and make sure we could develop protocols and implement things that would be protective for our employees and help make sure that they're safe when they came back to work. And so far, we've had great success.
What are some of the things that you and CVS have been doing to make sure that all your employees have access to flu shots this year? How's that all working out?
So the idea is that CVS is going to help us make sure that for our first shift employees, that we can make sure that they all have access to immunizations and it doesn't tax our health system or our providers within the system, so they can continue to focus on COVID. And then we'll cover, if they're second or third shift employees at that facility, we'll cover them through our healthcare system or our health services system. So the idea is that we'll be able to use both outside and internal resources to make sure we're 100% covering our employees that really want a flu shot this year.
That's a lot of vaccine shots, isn't it?
Yeah, it's quite a few. We'll probably be given several thousand shots at each facility, and it adds up quite a bit.
Yeah, but it's important this year too to keep everybody protected. Everybody's being urged to get a flu shot.
Yeah, I mean, it just makes a lot of sense. You don't want to come down with two viruses at the same time, number one. And number two, if you can prevent one, why wouldn't you try and do that? So a flu immunization can really help you decrease your likelihood of catching the flu. Or if you do catch the flu, it's going to make the symptoms a lot more reasonable or easy to take care of.
Yeah, this is just like reopening after COVID. This is a big effort. I mean, this doesn't just happen quickly and easily, does it?
No, it doesn't. I mean, it's taken a full court press on our part. You know, we're still focused 100% on COVID, trying to make sure we're doing what we can to help and protect our employees and take care of them. But we've decided to add this in there because we really think it's important for the health and safety of our employees.
No, absolutely. Dr. Hess, thanks for telling us about it. Really interesting. We appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for letting me be on.
You bet. Take care. Bye-bye.